You're listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. Each week, we will be bringing you a pub quiz style program with five rounds of varying themes consisting of eight questions each. We also start every episode with a bonus anagram, which will be due at the end of the episode after the answers for round five. If you'd like, we have a PDF scoring sheet available on our website, triviatimepodcast.com, which you can use to answer along. Each correct answer will be worth 1 point unless specified otherwise. Get together with your trivia team or play solo, at home, or on the go, because it's trivia time. Welcome to episode 95 of Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. I am your host, Kelly Sharon, and I am joined by our quizmaster, Ricky Lime.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Keeping busy, you know, hanging in there. Everybody has just a few more weeks to check out our visual round on our website. This one is really fun. It is a word mashup visual round that involves video games and food. So that's interesting.
All right, it's time to get to our bonus anagram of the week. This will be due at the end of our program after we reveal the answers to round five, so you have plenty of time to work on it. Our bonus anagram this week is Hot Grannies. HOTGRANNIES. And the question that goes with this anagram is, released in 1973 on the album Houses of the Holy, what Led Zeppelin song opens with the lyrics, "It is the springtime of my loving, the second season I am to know." Moving on to round one.
Round number one is called Number One Fan. It's getting hot out, so blast that fan with this general knowledge round, consisting of answers that all contain the letters F-A-N in order.
Question number one. What 1970 Roald Dahl children's novel was adopted into a 2009 animated Wes Anderson film of the same title? Question number two. This American actress became the youngest SAG Award nominee at age 8 for her performance in the 2001 film, I Am Sam. More recently, she appeared in the 2019 Tarantino film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, portraying Squeaky Fromm, a member of the Manson family. Who is she? Question number three. This lively Spanish dance for two people is typically accompanied by castanets or a tambourine and was featured in the lyrics of the epic Queen song, Bohemian Rhapsody. Question number four. Considered a companion novel to the 1903 novel The Call of the Wild, what is the title of Jack London's 1906 classic? Question number five. Originating as a Coca-Cola substitute due to the American trade embargo of Nazi Germany, this brand of fruit-flavored soft drinks is mainly known for its classic orange flavor, but is available in more than 150 flavors worldwide. Question number six. What 2004 Iggy Azalea song featuring Charlie XCX shares a title with a 1990 Reba McEntire song? Question number seven. What popular content subscription service allows users to create content and receive funding from their subscribers on a monthly basis as well as one-time tips? This service is popular and commonly associated with sex workers. Question number eight. What TV series aired on ABC from 1977 to 1984 and centered around the mysterious Mr. Rorick and his assistant, Tattoo? Question We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. Here are the answers for round one, number one fan.
I'm your number one fan.
Question number one. The Roald Dahl children's novel that was adapted into a 2009 Wes Anderson film of the same title is Fantastic Mr. Fox.
So I love both this novel and film. I probably prefer the film. That stop motion Wes Anderson movie is so charming. It's so good.
So good. So classic.
Yeah.
Question number two. The actress that became the youngest SAG Award nominee at age 8, who recently appeared in the 2019 Tarantino film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, portraying a member of the Manson family, is Dakota Fanning. Question number three. The lively Spanish dance for two typically accompanied by castanets or a tambourine is the Fandango.
Scaramouche, will you do the Fandango?
Question number four. Considered a companion novel to The Call of the Wild, the Jack London 1906 classic is White Fang.
Those novels really capture the essence of the Klondike, am I right?
Totally.
Totally.
Question number five. The fruit-flavored soft drink that originated as a Coca-Cola substitute due to the American trade embargo of Nazi Germany is Fanta.
This was a total surprise to me. I always thought that Fanta was like Mexican or South American.
Yeah.
The fact that it came from Nazi Germany just blew my mind just a little bit.
Kind of taints this otherwise delicious soft drink.
It's too sweet for me.
Actually, I've never had it. Question number six. The 2004 Iggy Azalea song featuring Charlie XCX that shares a title with a 1990 Reba McEntire song is Fancy.
The Reba McEntire song has hilarious lyrics. I have a good friend named Ed who always sings this during karaoke. There's a lot of gestures and interpretive dancing that goes along with it.
Cool.
Yes. Some lyrics include, she handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true, and I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It's a real rags-to-riches tale, if you will.
Ridiculous. Question number seven. The popular content subscription service that allows users to create content and receive funding from their subscribers on a monthly basis, as well as one-time tips, is OnlyFans.
Which is usually pretty scandalous. That little sneak peek that will cost you, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Question number eight. The TV series that aired on ABC from 1977 to 1984 and centered around Mr. Rourke and his assistant, Tattoo, is Fantasy Island. Moving on to round two.
Round number two is our audio round. This one is called Get in Shape. Don't worry, it has nothing to do with fitness. This is a music round of songs that include a shape within their titles. You'll get a half point for song title and a half point for recording artist.
One. Two.
We couldn't turn around till we were upside down. I'll be the bad guy now, but no, I ain't so proud. I couldn't be there.
Three.
Living a life that
4.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine.
6.
Come on, shine your heavenly body tonight. 'Cause I know you're gonna make everything all right.
8.
Here are the answers for round 2, Get in Shape. Song number 1 was Heart Shaped Box by Nirvana. Song number 2 was Circles by Post Malone. Song number 3 was Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order. Song number 4 was Diamonds by Rihanna. Song number 5 was Walk the Line by Johnny Cash.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Song number 6 was Square Biz by Tina Marie. Song number 7 was Lucky Star by Madonna.
You must be my lucky star, 'cause you make the darkness.
And song number 8 was Follow Your Arrow by Kacey Musgraves.
Follow your arrow wherever it points.
Lots of treasures on this list.
Yeah, this is a good one all around.
Yeah. That Tina Marie Square Biz song is one of my favorites to throw on a jukebox. Total throwback. It's hilarious because it's basically describing this lady getting turned on, and it's literally that keyboard sound that just sounds like droplets.
Totally.
Hey, baby. What's your name, huh?
Maybe I'm slick.
Whoa. New Order Forever, obviously. Some good stuff. Some good stuff here.
Moving on to round 3.
Round number 3 is called From the Ashes. This classic subject round is about volcanoes.
Question number 1. At 3,776 meters tall, what is the tallest volcano in Japan? Question number 2. An 8 out of 8 on the Volcanic Explosivity Index, the Yellowstone supervolcano has not erupted in the last 640,000 years, but is a ticking time bomb and would reportedly, according to a 2015 scientific report, cause the greatest catastrophe since the dawn of civilization. What state is this volcano located in? Question number 3. Mount Etna is Europe's tallest and most popular volcano. What Roman poet and author of the Aeneid claimed it was home to the mythological god Hephaestus and a cyclops? Question number 4. What Hawaiian volcano recently erupted for 157 days, producing over 11 billion gallons of lava, displacing thousands? Question number 5. Over 2 times the height of Mount Everest, what enormous shield volcano, located on the planet Mars, is the largest known volcano in the solar system? Question number 6. The eruption of what Italian volcano in AD 79 destroyed several Roman cities, including Pompeii, and killed over 1,000 people? Regarded as one of the most dangerous volcanoes in the world, this very active volcano is the only volcano on the European mainland to have erupted within the last 100 years. Question number 7. Characterized by active volcanoes and frequent earthquakes, what ocean provides the boundaries to the Ring of Fire? Question number 8. Located in Washington State, what year did Mount St. Helens erupt most recently, causing the most deaths and the most destruction in U.S. volcanic event history? We'll give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. Here are the answers for round 3 from the ashes. Question number 1. At 3,776 meters tall, the tallest volcano in Japan is Mount Fuji. Question number 2. The Yellowstone supervolcano that could reportedly cause the greatest catastrophe since the dawn of civilization is located in the state of Wyoming.
So this kind of seems like a big deal, huh?
And yet, what can you do?
Nothing. It's wild. I don't like it.
A little ticking time bomb there.
It really is. Natty D's are no joke.
Question number 3. The Roman poet and the author of the Aeneid that claimed Mount Etna was a home to the Hephaestus and a Cyclops is Virgil. Question number 4. The Hawaiian volcano that recently erupted for 157 days, producing over 11 billion gallons of lava, is Kilauea.
That number, 11 billion, is mind-blowing.
It's mind-boggling.
If I read that it was like 3,000 tons of lava, I'd be like, dang, that's intense. But 11 billion gallons of lava, like, how are we all still here? It's crazy.
Yeah. Question number 5.
Whoa, Kelly, did you hear that?
Was that another volcano eruption?
Luckily, no.
Good.
Don't worry.
Phew.
You're safe. It was actually a triple tater. So if you correctly answer this one right, you receive 3 points instead of 1.
The enormous shield volcano located on Mars that is the largest known volcano in the solar system is Olympus Mons. Question number 6. The Italian volcano that destroyed several Roman cities, including Pompeii, and killed over 1,000 people is Mount Vesuvius. Question number 7. Characterized by active volcanoes and frequent earthquakes, the ocean that provides the boundaries to the Ring of Fire is the Pacific Ocean.
And it burns, 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 the Ring of Fire.
Question number 8. The year Mount St. Helens erupted, the most deadly and destructive U.S. volcanic event in history, was 1980. Moving on to round 4.
Round number 4 is called Island Hoppers. This round is on famous people who own private islands.
Question number 1. This diva was gifted an island in the Bahamas for her 29th birthday from her husband and fellow musician. Truly a gift fit for a queen. intended for use as a private getaway for their family, which to date includes the superstar couple and their three children, Blue Ivy, Sir, and Rumi. Who is she? Question number two. 11 years before winning the Academy Award for Best Actor for his performance in the film The Revenant, this A-list actor purchased an island off the coast of Belize in 2005 and has been transforming it into an eco-luxury resort. Who is he? Question number three. In 2011, this pop musician teamed up with two other musicians to purchase an island in the Bahamas that she can visit wherever, whenever she wants. Known to go barefoot, she will surely enjoy a long waka waka on the white sands the beaches offer. Who is she? Question number four. Drummer Tommy Lee purchased an island off the coast of Dubai for his then-wife shortly before the pair divorced. With original intent to build a resort on the island, nothing has been done, so he can't expect the current owner and lady behind the red One Piece to be doing any slow motion running up and down the coastlines anytime soon. Who is she? Question number five. Perhaps in an attempt to flee deserved controversy, what disgraced actor and filmmaker purchased Mago Island off the coast of Fiji in 2005, a year after releasing his biblical drama film, The Passion of the Christ, the highest-grossing Christian film of all time? Question number six. The founder of Virgin Records purchased Necker Island in the British Virgin Islands, unsurprisingly, back in the 1970s for just $180,000. After building a small luxury resort on the island, it is currently worth over $5 billion. Who is the man behind this smart investment? Question number seven. In 2007, the same year he starred in the film Norbit, this comedian and actor purchased Rooster K, a private island just 5 minutes away from the mainland Bahamas capital, Nassau. Unclear if he intends to use the island to party all the time or to spend quality time with his 10 children. Who is he? Question number eight. This Puerto Rican entertainer and openly LGBTQ king of Latin pop purchased a private Brazilian island in 2008 between the releases of his 2005 album Life and his 2011 album Musica plus Alma plus Sexo. Who is he? We'll give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. Here are the answers for round four, Island Toppers. Question number one. The diva that was gifted an island in the Bahamas for her 29th birthday from her husband is Beyonce.
Quite a gesture. Not even like waiting for 30th birthday, like 29th. What gift can you follow that up with for 30th?
Yeah, right? That's not even a milestone. You also need to gift a private jet to get there. Question number two. The Oscar-winning actor who purchased an island off the coast of Belize in 2005 and has been transforming it into an eco-luxury resort is Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's like probably a supermodel depot.
He likes what he likes.
And they're half his age.
He's got a type. Question number three. The pop musician who teamed up with two other musicians in 2011 to purchase an island in the Bahamas that she can visit wherever, whenever she wants is Shakira. Question number four. The ex of Tommy Lee, who has an undeveloped island near Dubai, is Pamela Anderson.
Have you ever seen their intimate tape?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay.
Have you?
Yeah. He has a very creative way of honking the ship's horn. You know, it's like on the deck of a boat.
Yes.
Yeah. He does not use his hands. Just, you know.
Just a teaser.
Just a little spoiler. Class act.
Ridiculous. Question number 5. The disgraced actor and filmmaker who purchased Mago Island in 2005, a year after releasing his film, The Passion of the Christ, is Mel Gibson.
Boo hiss. I wish he would stay on that island.
Bye. Pack your bags.
One-way trip. We don't miss you.
Question number 6. The founder of Virgin Records, who purchased Necker Island in the Virgin Islands back in the 1970s, is Richard Branson.
There must be a lot of necking going on.
Woo.
I hate that island name, though.
Yeah, no, it's not a cute one.
The first thing I would do after purchasing it would be change that name.
Question number 7. The comedic actor who purchased Rooster K in 2007, a private island in the Bahamas, is Eddie Murphy. Question number 8. The king of Latin pop who purchased a private Brazilian island in 2008 is Ricky Martin. Moving on to round 5.
So as always, round number 5 is our connection round. It is a series of 7 seemingly unrelated questions and answers that are somehow connected. So the answer to number 8 will be the connection.
Question number 1. Best known for hosting the TV game show The Price is Right, who is the animal rights activist and longtime vegetarian who would end his episodes with a message reminding viewers to help control the pet population by having their pets spayed or neutered? Question number 2. Manufactured by Nestle and packaged in a wrapper resembling a drinking straw, what is the sweet and sour colored candy in powdered form that is usually poured directly into the mouth? Question number 3. What NBA basketball team plays out of State Farm Arena in Georgia and currently owns the second longest drought behind the Sacramento Kings of not winning an NBA championship at 63 seasons? Question number 4. What popular animated TV show premiered in 1987 and followed Scrooge McDuck and his 3 grandnephews on various adventures? In 1990, a full-length feature film spin-off was released with the subtitle Treasure of the Lost Lamp. Question number 5. What 1994 dream pop hit song by alternative rock group Mazzy Star opened with the lyrics, "I want to hold the hand inside you. I want to take the breath that's true." Question number 6. In reference to his conquests and mojo, what was the subtitle to the 1999 Austin Powers film, the sequel to the 1997 movie Austin Powers: International Man? The second installment's subtitle is a parody of a 1977 James Bond film title. What is it? Question number 7. The Fiesta, the Orange, and the Sugar are all types of what type of sporting event? It's connection time, and question number 8 is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. And just as a reminder, the bonus anagram will be due at the end of this round. Here are the answers for round 5, our connection round. Question number 1. The Price is Right host and animal rights activist, who ended his episodes with a message reminding viewers to have their pets spayed or neutered, is Bob Barker.
And it's cool that he used his platform to spread that message, but also he was not that great of a guy and was like allegedly sexually harassed a lot of coworkers and women. So
yeah, I feel like that's not very surprising.
No.
Question number two. The powdered candy packaged in a wrapper resembling a drinking straw that is usually poured directly into the mouth is Pixie Sticks. I love how they just marketed sugar.
Well, for sure. And I just remember eating a lot of Pixie Sticks as a kid. And then like the paper would get all gummy and then we get like clogged.
So gross.
Yeah.
You can't let it touch your mouth.
Tell a kid that.
Fair enough.
There was lots of trimming situations.
Gross. I don't like the idea of those wet trimmings just around.
Those gritty wet trimmings. I mean, you're...
Question number three. The NBA team that plays out of State Farm Arena in Georgia is the Atlanta Hawks.
Never heard of them.
Question number four. The animated TV show that premiered in 1987 and followed Scrooge McDuck and his three grandnephews is DuckTales. Question number five. The 1994 Dream Pop hit song by Mazzy Star that opened with the lyrics, "I want to hold the hand inside you. I want to take the breath that's true," is Fade Into You.
Which is a perfect song. It also was the first song I ever learned on guitar. My dad taught it to me.
Cute.
Yeah, it's just three chords. Hope Sandoval, the lead singer of Mazzy Star, has one of my favorite voices of all time.
Wow, big words. Question number six. The subtitle to the 1999 Austin Powers film that was a parody of the 1977 James Bond film title is The Spy Who Shagged Me. Question number seven. The Fiesta, the Orange, and the Sugar are all types of football bowls from the NCAA League.
Lots of sports in this episode.
So sporty. Question number eight. The answer to question number eight is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. And we had answers like
Bob Barker,
Pixie Sticks,
Atlanta Hawks,
DuckTales,
Fade Into You,
The Spy Who Shagged Me,
and Football Bowls.
And all of those answers include types of hairstyles.
Kelly has a new bob, and it's very cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little chop.
Maybe I'll get a ducktail or a fade.
Cool.
Or both. Yeah.
Whoa. Returning to our bonus anagram of the week, our anagram this week was hot grannies.
List some hot grannies.
Betty White.
Jane Fonda. Helen Mirren.
The question that goes with this anagram was released in 1973 on the album Houses of the Holy. What Led Zeppelin song opens with the lyrics, "It is the springtime of my loving, the second season I am to know." And the answer is The Rain Song. Hot Grannies scrambles up to The Rain Song.
You think there's some OnlyFans channels for some hot grannies?
Yeah, I do. If you want that content, you could have it.
Some gilfs. No, thank you. Dang it.
Thanks for listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. Tune in every week for new episodes. We'd love to hear from you if you have any questions or feedback. Our email address is triviatimepodcast@gmail.com. And our website is triviatimepodcast.com. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for weekly round reveals, free answers, and bonus questions. That wraps up this episode of Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. I'm your host, Kelly Sharon, and I've been joined by our quizmaster, Ricky Lime. We hope you enjoyed listening and playing along. If you did, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. We might even give you a shout out in a future episode.
Our background and answer break music this week is So My Love by Anthem of Rain. This has been a Pick and Shovel production recorded in Long Beach, California. Special thanks to Zach, Lydia, Abe, and all of our trivia buddies.
Until next time, later, later taters.
The Roman poet and author of the Aeneid? Aeneid?
The Aeneid.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Aeneid. Aeneid or Aeneid? The Roman poet and author of the Aeneid that claimed Mount Etna was the home to the Hephaestus?
I don't know.
What do you know?
It's like a Greek thing.
Hephaestus? The Aeneid and the Hephaestus. The Aeneid. Okay. The Aeneid and the Hephaestus.
There you go. Yeah.
Let's get through
it. Let's go with that.
Let's go.
Say it with confidence.